A third problem is that just as mind and body are produced and disintegrate, the I would have to be inherently produced and inherently disintegrate. Although Buddhists accept that the self is produced and disintegrates, we hold that this is so conventionally, not inherently from its own side. In the absence of inherent existence, it is possible for a series of moments and even lives to form a continuum in which later depends on earlier. However, if the self is inherently produced and inherently disintegrates, it will be impossible for the present moments of your life to depend on former moments, since each moment would be produced and disintegrate in and of itself without depending on anything else. In this case, former lifetimes would be impossible, since each life would exist in and of itself. Buddha spoke of remembering former lifetimes, and some mistakenly take this to mean that the Buddha, after enlightenment, and the individual he was in a former lifetime are one and the same and thus permanent. However, when Buddha described earlier lifetimes, he was careful not to specify that the person of his present life in a particular place at a particular time was the former person in a particular place at a particular time. He spoke in general terms, saying merely, "In the past, I was such and such a person." But he did not say, "In the past, Shakyamuni Buddha was such and such a person." In this way, the agent of actions, karma, in a former lifetime, and the agent that experiences the results of those karmas are included within the continuum of what Buddhists call the non-inherently existent I, or mere I, that travels from lifetime to lifetime. Otherwise, if the I were inherently produced and inherently disintegrates, such continuity would be impossible, since the two lives, the person who committed the action and the person undergoing the effect, would be unrelated. This would result in the absurdity that the pleasurable effects of virtuous actions and the painful effects of non-virtuous actions would not bear fruition for us. The effects of those actions would be wasted. Also, since we undeniably experience the effects of actions, we would be experiencing the effects of actions we ourselves did not commit.